Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I welcome you with all my heart. It is good to be with you once again. The question arises, who am I? What am I doing here? If you investigate deeply within yourself, you will find there is a longing within yourself for the self, to know who you really are, to understand who you are, to what you are. This longing is in every human being, this longing for the self. When the longing is deep enough, you gravitate to or you attract to yourself a living teacher, which is really yourself. There's only one self. I am yourself. You have created me out of yourself. I didn't just happen along. I didn't just appear. You have made me what I am today. You've created me, you've made me. And here I am.
Sounds like magic.
The only thing I can give you is love. That's all I'm capable of being. Love. This is why when I say I love you with all my heart, I really mean this. I can't help it. Sometimes it's hard to love certain people. But I have to love. I can't help it. No matter what you may do, wherever you go, whatever you are, whatever you think, I love you just the way you are. Unqualified. Love. That's all there is. If you can only learn to love enough, if you can turn within yourself and love yourself with all your heart, with all your might, with all your being, then when you look at the world, you will see yourself. For isn't that what you're seeing right now? You're only seeing yourself when you look at this world. You believe you're seeing something else, but you're not. You believe you see trees, people, sky, mountains, rain. You're only seeing yourself. Whenever you think of certain people, whenever you look at people, whatever conclusion you come to about people, it's yourself you're talking about. This is the first metaphysical principle of Advaita Vedanta. There's only one self and you are that. So how can you possibly see something else? Ponder this. Think about this. The one self. The only self. The absolute reality of consciousness. That self is active within you. When I say it's active within you, I really mean there's no real you the way you appear. There's only the self appearing as you. In other words, there's not the body in you. There's no body. There's only you. to one. If we appear to sleep bodies, just like a dream, hallucination. They seem real enough, and we react to them. But if we can hold on to the first premise, that there's only one self, and I am that, then be careful what you say to another person. Be careful how you look at another person, what you think of them, how you judge them. For in truth, you're judging yourself. There's only you. The whole world emanates from you. You have created this world out of yourself. Where else would it come from? It just doesn't appear out of nowhere. You have created this universe out of yourself. And there you are. Do you like your creation? Do you enjoy what you've made? If you see something wrong anywhere, you have to go deeper within yourself and find out who sees this thing that's wrong. Where did it come from? Did it just appear out of nowhere? Does somebody else have power to create situations and conditions? You are the only power. This is something you have to ponder deeply, to really understand. There's nothing going on without your consent. To react to a condition is pure ignorance. But there are no conditions, there's only the self, and you are that. When people become pure enough this way, when we get to understand what I just said, and ponder it day and night and think about it, they will be attracted to the right teacher, to the right books, to the right situations, where you can go further and realize that you are the only one that exists. No one but you. You are the one. Ponder this. A question that I most often ask, how can I tell if I'm making spiritual progress? Is there a sign? How can I know if I'm making spiritual progress on this path? The answer is very simple. When you look at the world, what do you see? Do you see the same world you saw 5 years ago? If your habits haven't changed, your judgmentalism hasn't changed, your ego hasn't changed, your anger hasn't changed, this would mean that you're not doing anything, you're not practicing anything. And you will see the thing that you are outside of yourself. But if you're feeling more peace, more harmony, when there's strife going on, so to speak, you look right through it and you see harmony. You no longer are judgmental towards anybody or anything. Right and wrong, good and bad, up and down, forward and backward, are all illusory to you. Then you know you're making progress. Things are happening. Only you can save yourself. Remember, you never know how much time you have left in this world, in your body, so to speak. You never know when you're going to give up your body. What are you doing with your time? So you waste it by worrying over nonsense? Or trying to change person, place, or thing? Or trying to get your own way? Manipulation? You're only fooling yourself. You must try your best to let go of this world if you want to make spiritual progress. But letting go of this world, I don't think you have to go live in a cave and ignore everybody. I mean mentally. This world begins mentally. You have to mentally make the correction within yourself. As an example, you go to a schoolroom, you look through the window of the school, and you see the teacher writing on the blackboard, 2 times 2 is 5. That's the wrong answer. You have no right to go into the schoolroom and beat up the teacher. Because that's what they do now. You can go into the teacher and become angry at the teacher and scream at them and say, look what you're writing down, 2 times 2 is 5, this is wrong. Of course, you know what the teacher's trying to show the class. You really don't know what's going on, you're seeing a partial picture. And you're judging by the partial picture. But your duty is to make the correction mentally. Do you see the difference? Mentally, you say to yourself, 2 times 2 is 4, and that's 5. And once you made the correction, you're finished with it. That's how you should live in this world. When you see this harmony, man's humanity to man, wars, all the nonsensical things going on in this world, you immensely change it by knowing the truth about these things. The truth is there's only Brahman, there's only the Absolute Reality. And you are that Absolute Reality. There's only the One. You are that One. And you begin to do this day after day. Make mental corrections. The day comes when you no longer have to do this. We will now live in a higher consciousness. Where there's no disharmony, no confusion, no chaos. You will lift yourself up to a higher plateau. When I say there's no confusion, no chaos, no disharmony, I'm not saying stop being like that in this world. This world will never change. This world is the world that we see. The world goes through certain universal karma, It has absolutely nothing to do with you. This is why you learn to leave the world alone. You learn to leave people alone. You learn to leave yourself alone. The most stress was in yourself. If you're not satisfied with yourself, if you don't love yourself, how can you possibly love other people or be satisfied with other people? You always find fault. That fault comes from the teacher's satisfaction. Probably since you were a kid. How do you remedy this? By staying the mind on God, on Brahman, on consciousness. How do you do this? By inquiring, to whom has this come? Who sees these things? Where do these things come from? Where does everything come from? Where do I come from? Where does the sky come from? Where do the trees come from? If you do this often enough, you will be taking a step backward from this creation. You will become the screen of life, on which these images project themselves. But you'll always remember you are the screen, and not the images. You'll be able to observe the images and smile. You'll see all the images fighting with each other, shooting each other, killing each other, being happy sometimes, being sad sometimes, going through all kinds of experiences. But you'll smile and you'll not identify with these things anymore. You have risen. You have risen to that place where there's only the screen. The screen in this instance is boundless space. Boundless space. When you look all around you, you see air. Your senses see the air. And you see this is the air. Look at spirit in air. It's boundless space. Boundless space is the screen of life, consciousness, and everything that you see with your eyes, with your senses, in a superimposition on boundless space. In other words, boundless space is like the book without the print. When the print is on the book, you forget about the boundless space, you forget about the white pages in the book. You're now focused on the images, which is the print. The print isn't reality, the print is an effect. The reality are the white pages, or the boundless space, or the screen. You must ponder these things day and night. When you ask yourself, who am I? The picture of boundless space will come into your vision. The screen. And one day you will discover that you're not this world at all. That this world does not exist at all. It never existed. It has no validity. Where did it come from? How did it begin if it did? It just appeared like a dream. In a dream you don't have a beginning. In a dream the world just begins. At any place, any spot. A dream just is. There's no beginning to a dream. And so it is, there's no beginning to this world. This world has no beginning. Never began. It came out of you. Of course, you are consciousness. You are pure awareness. Anything that exists came out of you, so to speak. When you begin to inquire, who am I? You're pulling it back in. The more you inquire, who am I, the more you pull the whole universe back in within yourself. You are the one. There's no one but you. So you can see how foolish it is to become angry over something, to judge something, to think something is good, something is bad, something is right, something is wrong. You are supposedly truth students. Truth of the highest truth. You can never get anywhere by judging this world. By coming to conclusions. By taking sides. By feeling angry. All this does is give you back into humanhood, push you back into humanhood, thousands of years back. Yet, sooner or later you will find yourself. We're all hell bound to for heaven, so to speak. But take a look what you do with your life every day. Catch yourself, watch yourself. You have to become very diligent. Watch your thoughts every day. Watch your actions. Observe yourself in action. Observe what you do. Observe what's important to you. Where your mind is most of the time. Are you feeling sorry for yourself? You feel depressed, discouraged about something? How can you? When you realize that you are a God, how can a God become discouraged or disappointed? You must always look at yourself as a God. You're not a human being with problems. Isn't that really you? You are Brahman, Nirvana, Satchitananda. You have to feel this in your bones. You must keep going deeper and deeper and deeper. Never let a day go by as you don't think about these things. There's an adage, if you think about God, God will think of you. This is the truth. If you think about reality, reality will think of you. But if you think of the lower depths of society, I think about all confusion and nonsense. What do you expect? They'll think of you. Who will become your teacher and your guru? It's your choice. It's just the only freedom you've got, remember. Everything else is preordained. Everything else has been mapped out. If you only be aware of this, why would you worry about anything? When you realize everything is karmic that you see, I'm the Lord of Ishwara, the God of Karma. This means there's nothing wrong and nothing right. I think it's just the way you're supposed to be. Now can you see what I mean when I say all is well and everything is unfolding as it should? Everything is in its right place, just the way it's supposed to be. There are no mistakes. If you don't like the way things are, then go have a talk with Ishwara. Tell Ishwara your troubles. But when you start to flow with the universe instead of fighting it, you're trying to change things and make them your way, you will find that all is well. Very well indeed. So the only freedom you've got is to make a choice. Whom shall I follow this day? God or Mammon? What the heck is Mammon? You have this choice. To go towards freedom. We're going the other direction. This is the only freedom we've got. We have no other freedom. So be happy. Time to play Stump the Guru. Do you have any stumpers? Well, the guru wins again. like to say or add on or talk or ask?
There's no sense in trying to stump you because you wiggle out of everything. Looks like I stumped you here. What's the prize? What's the prize I get for stumping you?
Cookie.
Yeah. Magic cookies.
Oh, I'll see. You'd like to read it. That's what we originally asked you about, Bhakti Gita.
What's
your name? Bhakti Gita. Well, thank you for coming. Remember to love yourself, to worship yourself, to pray to yourself, for God dwells in you as you. Peace. Go forth and multiply.